welcome to Box Office Breakdown, where we break down the movies that came out this weekend. Spy Who Dumped Me kind of got dumped. Winnie the Pooh did not find his honey. And Mission Impossible stayed on top. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey there, what's up? Welcome to Box Office Breakdown. What's up? Where we look back at the box office that was, and we like to... Box office, and let you all know about that. My name is Carrie Lane. I'm joined by three-fourths of our panel.
I'm Amy Cassano Martinez.
And I'm Neil Plumley.
And normally Frank would be at the helm of this one, but he's on assignment, as we call it. And so it's me again, and I hope I do you all justice. So we have a live chat going on right now. So if you're watching it live, thank you for joining us. If you're watching it later, please comment down below. Also, while you're here, make sure to give the video a thumbs up. Yay! Yay! And also hit that subscribe button. Alrighty, so... Star Drew goes, where is Frank? We want the truth. No, it's a really cool job thing.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, so what's up, everybody? Alrighty, starting number one. I don't think any of us are surprised that Mission Impossible held out at number one at $35 million, only a 42.8% drop.
That is a healthy drop.
Yeah,
from a very good movie.
Yes.
My parents saw it this weekend, and they called me immediately to tell me.
Aww. Did they say anything specific?
That they loved it.
Oh, cool.
They loved all... My dad was like, oh, the action sequences were great. And yeah, the motorcycle, it had everything. It had helicopters. It was great.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, it was great, wasn't it? Glad you liked it.
Amy, did you see it yet?
No, I have a lot of story. Okay, no, really only one story to share about this whole... Two stories to share about this whole MoviePass situation.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and share now. Yes, so I was going to go see Eighth Grade, which is actually not on this list, but it's a really small, lovely film from what I've heard. And, yeah, got closer to the time. Hi, MoviePass decided no. Amy, you're not going to be able to watch it with MoviePass. So then I was like, that's fine. I'm going to watch The Spy Who Dumped Me. Well, couldn't find parking at the Burbank Town Center, which if you're familiar with the area, that's actually really hard because there's a lot of spots to park. So it was really weird. It felt like everyone was there. So I didn't get to see that. And I have, you guys are going to hear it here first, I have officially canceled my membership.
What? Spit take.
Hashtag gasps.
What? I know. So I have until what? The end of what month are we in? August.
We're
in August.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm leaping on over to AMC.
To AMC?
Yep. So, yeah, I am gonna try to still watch movies. I do have a few tickets, like saved, but you know, when you schedule things out, you're like, okay, I'm gonna.
No, it sucks.
And I was ready to watch something else. It's just I really couldn't find parking, and then I was starved. It was this whole thing. So,
yes.
Hopefully, this coming weekend things will be better. Maybe MoviePass will. Throw me a little bone or something.
Mine, I think it renews on like the 14th of this month, so I have till then to decide. Okay, yeah, my MoviePass fiasco, or adventure, because it's not dead yet. Everybody, we've all been kind of talking about it, so not dead yet. Mine was Friday. I had plans, changed our minds, went to, found out we could do Mission Impossible with MoviePass. If you do e-ticketing. So there's an e-ticketing theater, which there aren't many of those in LA. They're kind of like really spread out. But checked out a new theater, which was kind of cool. It was like almost like an IMAX. It's like those baby IMAXes where it's like big and curved. Though I wanted the seat to lean back just a little bit more because there's one of those right here and I wanted to be just a little bit. But it was cool. I really enjoyed it. Agree. The action sequences are amazing. I'm so glad I kind of saw it after we'd all talked about how realistic they were, because then I was like, by the way, this is, like, really happening. Like, these are real things.
He's actually doing all of this.
That's really cool. I kind of wish I had seen either the last one or the one before, because how the villain was like, yeah, you captured that guy. And I'm like, I don't remember him at all.
That was a Rogue Nation.
Yeah.
I think,
not that it's, like, imperative to see it, but it just kind of had that, like, I don't remember you.
Right. Yeah.
But... it was still really cool. Yeah, action's great. yeah, overall, I'd highly recommend it. And no, you don't have to. Oh, that was the other thing, too. I think you, Amy, you had mentioned you hadn't seen the other Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm. It's all first one.
Okay. It's not required to for mm-hmm. this one. However, the relationships that everybody has with each other is so solid by this point, you'll lose a lot of that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, they establish who everybody is and who they are to each other pretty quickly. There's even a moment of, like, who's that person? Well, that's his da-da-da, and, like, go into it, you know?
Oh, so they help you out a little.
For one person. So...
something to think
probably
about.
Probably a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
So, did any of you see Mission Impossible? Try to use your movie pass or not? Please comment down below. Number two, our box office bet for last week is Disney's Christopher Robin. It came in at 25. Which, Neil, what were our numbers from last week?
Let me tell you, Carrie.
Yes.
Over here at the box office number review desk area, where I sit here. We had, as Carrie said, bet on Christopher Robin, which came in at, what
yes,
was it, Carrie?
Yes, it is.
Same thing.
$25 million.
$25 million. Thank you, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
On our low end, we had myself. Now, that isn't the furthest person away. Just on the lowest end. I bet $21 million. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have our box office bet winner, our prognosticator. Right.
Thank you.
To my right, it's Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Oh, no. What?
$25 million on the dot.
What?
Thank
I was
you.
So sure of myself.
You really thought it was you. I'm sorry.
$25 million on the dot. Congratulations, Amy.
Thank you so much.
You did a great
it's
job.
It's nice being a winner.
Next place comes our man in the booth who makes it sound great and look even better.
Okay.
Tony Bitoni underscore with $27 million.
Cool, I guess.
I mean,
thank you.
As good as first.
Thanks for clapping.
And
should have texted Frank because we did that when I was out
yeah.
for
yeah,
Comic-Con. We texted. Okay, we'll do it for next week. We promise yeah, for next yeah. week. Good numbers. And I totally lost.
And Carrie, unfortunately, lost. Womp, womp. She had bet $37 million. A strong $12 million off.
Yeah.
Wait, Stardew also says he won.
So wow. We got exactly 25.
I guess so.
That's awesome.
Well, that's one, like...
I like that.
As, I think it was Stardew who reached out, so...
this morning.
And then, yeah, I was like, hey, you lost. I'm like, well, I wanted to see it anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, just MoviePass. I am kind of annoyed again at MoviePass thing. Supposedly, I thought it was, like, by the second week you'd see it. No, Mission Impossible still was a no unless it was e-ticket, so...
Yeah.
Grr. But it's kind of fun to explore other theaters that you're like, well, where can I go?
Yeah.
You know?
This is something I do want to
yes.
try.
Alrighty, in number three, The Spy Who Dumped Me only came in at 12.35. Yeah.
That's weird. Sorry. That's going on in my head now.
Yeah.
Those sound cues.
Well, Neela J in the chat says, I actually laughed out loud several times at the sky. The Spy Who Dumped Me. I also like Mila Kunis, so I had a good time.
It looked like fun.
Yeah.
I just didn't get out to see it. I was actually, my wife and I were debating whether we wanted to see Teen Titans Go or Spy Who Dumped Me today.
Yeah.
And then we ended up just taking a nap. So
that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
So we did use the nap.
I was hearing like the tail end of an NPR story thing, and it was saying like how it was one of the first in a while like female directed action comedies. And then I'm like, pardon me, he's like, I totally want to support that, but nothing in that trailer makes me laugh. And I'm like, I would probably see it maybe just for the action.
Kate but McKinnon, like, I mean.
I don't think she's fun. I've never, the Wonder Woman skit where it was when they go, yeah. that was about the only thing where I was like, okay, she's funny. Aww. Otherwise, I'm sorry. Sorry,
that's
not sorry.
Okay.
No,
that's,
she's a selling point for me for this movie.
Yeah.
I like the part where they're both tied up and there's that woman who's gonna like torture them and she gets like hit in the face. She's like, oh god, that hurts so much. How do you do that? Your heels look amazing. She's like just complimenting this woman.
Like there's moments, but then I want to know how it fits in the whole movie.
Yeah.
And comedy's so subjective though, of like,
oh for sure,
you know, hit or miss on a comedian. I don't think I won't not see it. It'll probably just be a while.
Sure.
But did any of you see it? Did you think it's funny, not funny? Were you turned on or off by who's in it? Because, yeah, it's one of those, like, if you think that actor, like, how much of a draw are mm-hmm. they? I think the concept was fun. Okay, cool. Al Guzman says, The Darkest Minds was awesome. I did totally want to see that. Now, here's another MoviePass thing. I don't know if any of you have had this, and please comment if you had it. I looked on, like, I think it was Thursday or Friday, And Darkest Minds was okay to go for my movie theater for MoviePass. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday when I looked, it was not. And I was like, damn, nabbit, because I was... Yeah, I would have timed differently if I had known that.
That was part of their thing. They had a whole all-hands meeting with like the board and everything for MoviePass. Mm-hmm. And the CEO said that they're not going to support widely released movies, or they it's up to their subjection to release widely to support widely released movies on their opening weekends. Mm-hmm. And what they mean by that is over 1,000 screens, 1,000 plus.
Yeah.
So that's almost everything that gets released domestically. So that's just one, that was one of the ones that they specifically said. The Darkest Minds and also Christopher Robin would not be supported along with Fallout. But Spy Who Dumped Me was supported.
So, oh yeah, no, they're definitely curating what you're going to watch, which is frustrating. But, I mean, I almost would rather go back to pain and going on the cheapy day at my theater and not have this frustration of same idea. Like, I want to go and go see my movie, and if this isn't working the way I want, that's more of a headache that I'd rather just pay for it.
So apparently The Darkest Minds came out 8th this week at the box office with 5.8 million. Oof. And it was in 3,127 screens, which is a lot if you think about it.
Wow.
And then on the other side of the fence, Al Guzman does point out, I have AMC A-List and highly recommend it to everyone. I have a friend who was just talking about it today, and then she and her husband love it because it's three a week for like $20 a month. Mm-hmm. We're just going to round up. It's like $19.95. It's $20.
Right.
But you need an AMC Bayou. I do not have one. So it's
exactly.
It's honestly, it's not even that close to me, but it's worth it. I mean, it's not that close, not that far. Like, obviously, I wouldn't have to put
it. What's funny is the way that they make it worth it in the theater is that they have been curating, for a while, they've been curating their customer service facing to prefer A-list members, and then they just added this, like, extra A-list thing with the movies. And maybe it was preferred before, maybe it was under a different name, I can't remember. But now, like, I went to an AMC when, after A-list came out, not having A-list, and also... just, like, trying to get something from the concessions. And it took forever. Because there was, like, a short A-list line that kept filling up with, like, three or four people. And it would be one person from the big queue. Yeah. And then the next person would be from the A-list. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I was just like, wow, this is... they are really making you want to get the A-list if you're just in an AMC.
It's nice being...
it's effective.
Like, part of an A-list.
Oh, you feel like a celebrity.
Oh.
All right, I like this. DJ Ash in the chat says, Darkest Minds is X-Men for fans while we wait. Yeah. I don't know. It's YA fiction kind of stuff and kids with superpowers or abilities. I am so all for that. Just MoviePass didn't allow me to go. And then Zias Pilou says, I'll catch Darkest Minds on VOD, Blu-ray, Netflix. Won't be using my money on that unless I get a free ticket. Fair enough. You know, it's like, it's one of those, how much we, time and money, you know, so it's like what draws you out to the theater. I do think, like Mission Impossible was a great one to see in theaters. Like, I like action movies in theaters, like things where it's big visuals, comedies, and that's fine at home. So most dramas can be fine. Like, I don't mind on the smaller screen. Mm-hmm. What about you? Amy.
Well, honestly, to me, it's about what I want to see when it comes out. So it can be anything, but it's like, do I want to be part of the people that saw it in theaters, like when it came out, so I could talk about it with people? Or is it like, no, that's cool. I'll watch it when it comes out. It can be any kind of genre. I mean, right now, I think Crazy Rich Asians is coming out soon. So that's one of the ones where I want to watch it in theaters. I want to support that, you know, obviously at the box office.
Yeah.
So not even, yeah, not even genre based. I don't know. That's interesting. Didn't know that about myself. The more you know.
Then.
Oh, is it that way? Crap.
Left to right? Left to right?
This is left to right for the screen. No.
Oh,
camera well, left
for
camera
them.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
We're smart.
So then, moving on, we have Mamma Mia. Here we go again. Came in at 9 million, down 39.8, which is
it's good.
Still holding on steady.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Equalizer 2 came in at 8.8, down 37. I was like, wait, did I talk about that last week?
You saw the first one.
Okay. I did see the second one now. I'm like, wait, yes, I did. I saw the second one. I'm like, I feel that was last week, but I'm like, what day did I see that on? Okay, so for Equalizer 2, it is cool, Do you have to see the first one? No, but there's a relationship he has with a character that is far more important after you've already seen them together in the first one. Also, you don't really see his development, like how far he's come, because he's gone through he's in a darker place in the first one. And the second one, like, there's moments where he's laughing. I'm like, oh, he's come so far. He's doing so much better. And you just don't have that. The second one is far more action than the first, which is cool. So if you like more action-y, I do think that was kind of fun to have more crazy fight scenes and everything like that. So, yeah, if you want just an action one, and no, you don't have to see the first, but I recommend it. But yeah. That's cool. It on Equalizer 2, which came out at number 5, and if anybody else saw that.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see it. Just haven't had time.
Sure.
There's no urgency.
And then people are talking about what other movies are coming out.
People are talking a lot about The Darkest Minds, which is exciting. That's cool.
Yes. Okay, actually, you know what? Since you mentioned it, an interesting thing. Neela J says, where'd it go? Okay, so for the girls casting, which is interesting, anytime you cast someone who's like a younger version of somebody, mm-hmm. like we had this on Handmaid's Tale, there's a little girl playing like a younger version of already a young girl, so it was really hard of like, you probably could have had just the same kid, because the other kid looks so different, that was like, it was such a short bit. Was commenting that the casting was a little bit off for the movie, and referring to the main girl that when she was younger, she was a much darker skin girl, and then but for the second one she's lighter, so she's they picked a biracial actress for the second part, which is interesting too, like if you change that, because then it is one of those like kid went from dark to light of like that is an interesting like topic and kind of almost like delicate on how you approach that.
Of course. Yeah.
What are your thoughts? I'm like, it's open discussion of interesting things with casting too, especially that was a huge thing when Hunger Games came out. Yeah. Rue in the book is described as like brown skin, brown hair, brown eyes. Like,
what?
Rue, I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's Rue. Mm-hmm. And then people were like, they're black. Like, they got so upset. And you're like, right. Did you read the same book? It specifically says what?
Like, almost everyone from her district was. Yeah. I don't know if they described, I can't remember if they described her specifically. I'm sure they did. But I know for a fact that they described everyone in that district, District 2.
Yeah.
No. District 2, District, I forget. I know for a fact they described everyone in that district as being, like, black.
Yeah.
And then they're like, she's from that district. And so I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, then, I know what she looks like now.
And District 12 is like the Appalachians. Like that. That's they right. describe what they look like, too. It's like the Appalachian region of like the U.S. You're like, oh, okay, I get it. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, Neela J says, referring to further discussion, maybe... may not be a big deal to some to have the skin tone for different versions of character, but it's very noticeable to me. Yeah, especially if you're wanting to see yourself represented on screen, and if you are of one shade and then you see this character change and then you're like, ooh, wait, that's why are you changing what I see as myself? And it's like, I mean, no, it isn't a personal experience, so it's interesting. Please comment down below on your thoughts on sometimes where they've changed up casting so much where you're like, oh, but we've had some of those recently in years. Aloha. I feel that's the worst one that you're like,
that one's pretty bad.
That one's pretty painful.
Aloha.
Ghost in the Shell is slightly a different debate, though, because technically it's an artificial body, but
right.
different debate. All right, and let's go into our international numbers. Tom Cruise ruled at the international box office, which I don't think any of us are surprised. Paramount Pictures Skydance Mission Impossible Fallout took number one spot with $76 million in 56 markets, and that hikes the overseas total to an estimated $205 million through Sunday. Global cumulative puts it at 32.9.5, and at the same stage of play, and in a like-for-like markets, Fallout is 21% ahead of Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Cool. I always find that kind of interesting, the franchise of like, well, where is this one doing right. in the scale of things? All right, and then this is also interesting. Of particular note, Norway's 1.6 million at 127 launch is the best for the franchise, for Cruise and for Paramount. It follows last week's hiking screening stunt atop Pulpit Rock, which features during the last section of the movie, which technically is set in Kashmir, but I'm like, I saw in the credits they're all Norway. I'm like, when they go to Norway.
Yeah, I was like,
but Kashmir's cool. Kind of a war zone, so, you know, yeah. There's a lot of fighting that can happen there. So, Norway! Yay! Also, Norway is gorgeous, by the way. Let's see. Among overall Fallout records for the weekend, 13 new markets had the top Mission Impossible franchise opening, 9 were the best ever for Cruise, and 8 set IMAX records for the series. Ooh. All right. Disney's Christopher Robin and Fox's Darkest Minds started staggered release in a frame that was more about the holdovers. Universal's Mamma Mia dropped about 36% across 53 markets, which is about 28% above previous film at the current rates and in like for like. So that's so it's doing better. So yay!
Huh.
People are still discussing. I love that you're all continuing our discussion in the chat. Please do this later on the comments too, because though you can read the chat, can we see the chat
sometimes,
after on this one?
But yeah. Comments will always be.
Comments
there.
Will stay there. Mm-hmm. All right. Back to our. Oh, there it is. Meanwhile, Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom has topped 50 million in Japan, and next week will surpass Transformers: Age of Extinction to become the lucky number 13 film ever at the international box office.
Wow.
Go Jurassic World. Fallen Kingdom. It's like, and that. All right. Incredibles 2 joined in the $1 billion club earlier this week, and through Sunday has grossed $1.047 billion worldwide, with markets still to come.
Wow.
It is now the number 4 highest grossing animated release ever, topping Zootopia, Finding Dory, Despicable Me 3. It's a big addition. This session was Japan with $7.7 million in a 5-day opening, and coming number 2 behind Mission Impossible. And then Hotel Transylvania is still doing okay. It sailed past $200 million in offshore waters and breezed across $300 million globally.
Wow.
Crap, that's a lot.
All right, yep. So we're getting close to what movies are coming out. So this one is interesting because Wednesday is Dog Days, so we're going to talk about that in a moment. So Friday, shall we include all of these in our box office bet? So then we have a total of 4 for y'all to pick from. Sure.
Well, normally it's just the ones that release
Friday
for the weekend.
Yeah. All right, so the ones released for... Oh, mm-hmm. Amy?
Well, I just haven't heard about one of them, which is fine. Keep going.
Which one have you not heard about?
The Black Klansman.
Oh, my gosh, that trailer looks amazing.
No,
oh, my
haven't.
Goodness. It's a Spike Lee joint.
Spike Lee joint? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pull, what was it, Upgrade, where I just went in without seeing the trailer.
Maybe yeah, sure. I think you should.
I think it
that
would be
so fun.
Really good.
I think it's going to be a fun movie.
Oh, it looks so fun. Well, it's one of those, like, based on the incredibly crazy true story of a guy. Wait, you don't want to know anything.
No, I don't want to know anything, but I love incredibly
based on true
stories.
Yeah. All right, so.
So those three.
So Dog Days is coming out Wednesday. Not part of our bet. Friday. So what's going to happen right now, I'm going to list these movies. You, viewers in our live chat, pick which we're going to bet on, and then we'll say what we'll get, how much it will make. And the winner is prognosticator of all prognosticators. Aww. All right, Black Klansman coming out in 1,500 screens. It's a drama, and I want to say comedy. Like, just watch it.
Yeah.
It's a dramedy.
It's Spike Lee.
Yeah. All right, The Meg, which giant, giant shark.
Definitely a comedy.
3,900.
I went to the junket for that, the press junket. And
how was that?
Very nice setup. They had a massive fake shark. Don't worry.
Nice.
I was okay, guys. But yeah, and they had this little fun green screen setup as well. So I'll be posting something about that soon on my Instagram.
Clever.
Yeah.
And then Slenderman.
Oh.
Coming out in
2,000.
Wiggity,
wiggity, wiggity, wiggity. All right. So... You in the chat, please start voting, and then we will tally that up in a minute. So, Black Klansman, The Meg, or Slenderman?
The Meg.
All right. So, while we're getting ready for that, we're talking about Dog Days, because our top 5 box office movies for that person, who's going to be, I'm pretty sure it's in Dog Days. It's Vanessa Hudgens. So, number 5 for her was Machete Kills. Number 6, Beastly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, I think, did I see Machete Kills? I think I saw, I know I saw the first one. I can't recall if I saw the second one.
I didn't see
one.
Machete Kills, but Beastly makes me groan. It's like,
oh, I was so bummed with Beastly because it's like Beauty and the Beast. And I'm like, he just looks cool.
But he just has, he's still super pretty, but then he just has like metal flakes.
He has tattoos and skin? Pieces of metal. Like,
and he's like, cuts. I'm hideous. I'm don't look at me. Yeah. And I'm like, no, you're what? No, you're not. Yeah. You can be a model.
Yeah.
Stop this. You're not convincing anyone.
I agree. I thought it was so stupid. And then I'm like, well, can we do one also or make the female character the Beast of some way, shape, or form? Because it's always like she's the damsel. Right. You know.
Oh, God, that'd be funny.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
That'd be
swap
great.
It. So, again, Beasley, same. I'm like, he still looks very pretty. Whatever. Sucker Punch. I feel that's a very love-hate movie. Some people love it and some people hate it. And Amy's making a face.
It is so bad.
I love it so much.
I've seen it. I have seen it. I don't remember it that much.
It's the perfect, it's the perfect movie on mute.
Like the visual. Yeah, exactly. The visuals are
soundtrack.
Cool. The visuals are like really cool.
They have good songs.
If you just play the soundtrack. The story is horrid. It's the best movie when you remove the dialogue.
Ooh. Mm.
Yeah, I
saw it
like
with
story.
A few people, and it was definitely one of those. We walked out, loved it, hated it. I don't get it, hate it. So it's definitely one of those. It's a very. Yeah.
I don't get it.
So please leave your comments on some of these movies. All right. Number two, Journey 2, The Mysterious Island.
What the heck is that?
I was like,
exactly.
I think I saw the first one.
Oh, it's with The Rock?
Yeah, because Journey is like, it's Journey to the Center of the Earth.
But that's not this.
No?
Is it? No.
Wow. Mysterious Island? I don't know.
It's with Michael Caine, Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, Hutcherson. Directed, he was in Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Journey to the Center of the Earth, but it's the second one.
Wow. Didn't even know this movie existed. All right.
And number one, I am definitely not surprised, but which one in the franchise? Sure. Is High School Musical 3, Senior Year. I've seen all High School Musical movies. They're really good, actually. They're really fun if you like musicals.
They're really good for what they are.
Yes. Yeah. They're, yeah. Well, the thing I liked when I saw it is the first one, I'm like, oh, it's finally a movie where the characters are not like, I am just the jock. Like, that's the whole point is, like, you don't have to be that. I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm so annoyed watching the movie where a character is like, I only do one thing. Yeah. I'm like, what is that like?
Yeah,
like
instead it was the actor's just doing one thing. And it was like, I'm not just a jock.
He wasn't sticking to the status quo.
Thank you. Sergeant was what is his top five? So that's somebody who's going to be in an upcoming movie. So it's Vanessa Hudgens for, well, that's pretty sure it's Dog Days. I didn't make the breakdown. Sky Patterson says Sucker Punch is the best music video. Good point. Fair enough.
Love it, Sky. Love it.
Yeah. And then... Yes, this is Vanessa Hudgens. Actually, the thing is, if you watch all three of them, just watching these kids change over the years is crazy of, like, I remember when you were this, and then by the third, you're just so different. Because it's, like, right in those
I just loved how years. they were always just all in it together.
Oh, you can bet on it. Bet on it.
The basketball routine, too, where he does that. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
That was,
Get
good songs.
That, actually, the first one, I remember waiting for it to come out on Disney Channel and being like, this is going to be great. We're going to have so much fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
They are fun.
Back
cute.
In the day. I do want to say, yes, she is in Dog Days.
Thank you for verifying that.
But it's a comedy. It's a drama. And it says it's about Dog Days follows a group of interconnected people in Los Angeles who are brought together by their lovable canine counterparts, which sounds really cute. Not obviously that fantastic, but if you like dogs, you're going to see dogs. Yeah. Dirt.
It's like Crash, but with dogs. It's like everyone comes together.
They come, yeah,
for one reason.
No, it's funny. Like, I just only remember the trailer. I just was like, she's in that one. Yes, because she's in the elevator with the guy at one point.
I don't remember.
It's like
trailer.
A lighter-hearted Amores Perros, if you guys have seen that.
Yes. That's dark, man.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, dark. Stranger Things fans, Finn Wolfhard's in it. And Nina Dobrev.
Zaya Spilou in chat points out the lead in Sucker Punch is on American Gods, which, yes, she is.
Cool.
Which,
she naked?
Yes, she is.
Whoa.
well, yeah, they do her very strategically nude. I'm like, well, pop culture current events. You guys remember when Vanessa Hudgens' nude pictures went on the internet?
Yeah. No.
She's like, what? Yeah, that was a thing, too, where you're like, excuse me? It was unfortunate because it's a very posed photo, probably very much intended for a specific individual. Mm-hmm. Anyway, movies all. Let's move on. That's why you don't take those photos, people, or you be careful. I saw a lot of things for the Meg. What is our tally right now?
It looks like the Meg's in the lead.
I'm going to guess.
I'm so happy.
We'll see.
I've heard really good things about it.
Really?
Yes.
The first trailer I saw made it look serious. I'm like,
that's not
serious. And I'm like, it can't be serious. Yes. And then the second trailer I saw made it seem really funny, yeah, or like goofy. And I was like, that's it. That's yes. gotta be it. It's gonna be like Tremors, but for sharks.
I still kind of feel like they're trying to find their tone overall.
Yeah.
Like, because there are some parts that are meant, like I agree. I've seen the funny parts, both? But I've also seen, like, the trying to be serious parts, and I'm like,
It looks like it could have moments where it's scary and then moments where it's funny, and I'm fine for that roller coaster ride. Like, horror comedies are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Roxy did a post about it. I think she liked it. I have a friend of mine. He liked it. He wanted more shark attacks. I think it's one of those, if you saw the trailer, you should know what you're expecting, and if you think it's gonna be, it's a giant freaking shark. I don't know what y'all are expecting.
And Jason Statham being like,
I'm gonna get that shark.
It's a megalodon. But he's like upset about it, so he's like, it's a megalodon. Like, he's like,
Dang it.
But Ray Wilson's
in it, and I mean,
he looks funny.
Yeah.
Or I like the other, but I love the other guy's comment. I want to know how it fits in. Is like, track them. Haven't you guys watched Shark Week? And I'm like, that's exactly what I think too. They're like, come on. Well, why don't you track it?
Shark Week was just a couple of weeks
ago. It was very recently.
Have had that release then, but yeah, you know, well, I mean, it's whatever.
Those dorsal fins are probably about like, you know, an inch, maybe half an inch thick. Megalodon dorsal is probably like a good
but
half
like
a
loop
foot.
Them in together. Part of his like
distant
cousin.
Gonna need a spear hook it.
I just like how insane these like sharks are, like how insanely big they are.
Yeah.
Like one of the, I think that's one of the gags. Like, look how big this shark is, and he's gonna just eat everything. And I think that's why it's just so like it's such a joke to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited of like there are those movies that you're just like it's so bizarre and out there that you're like I'm just here for the ride.
Yeah,
you know. So, yeah. All right. What is our tally? Anybody in the chat? Normally we have
totally
a couple people chime in.
Should we do the...
All right, what's the tally, guys?
It's tally chat. Come on. You guys were on it a second ago.
Please and thank you. We love you.
Yes, please and thank you.
While we're waiting,
again, thank you so much while you're watching. Yes.
I heard a very interesting theory about the live-action Mulan, if anyone's interested.
Ooh.
Do tell.
Well, I don't remember his name quite well, but the original producer for the animated Mulan was ousted by... forced out of Disney Animation in the middle of that production.
Oh.
Now, the thing is, he was producing on some of the biggest mid-age Disney animated movies.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and The Lion King. They're huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then his next two were flops. They're great, but it's Hunchback of Notre Dame and Hercules.
I love both of those movies
They didn't do so well. So then, halfway through Mulan, they had some doubts about him or they didn't work well, so they forced him out of the company. Mm-hmm. He went on to create DreamWorks, which is their biggest competition, which is hilarious.
That is funny.
Now, then he sued them because they weren't paying him his 2% residuals from those movies. Now, they settled. They never claimed what was in the settlement, but they settled the movies. And now, Beauty and the Beast obviously had its live-action recreation with a full cast of characters.
Yeah.
Lion King and Aladdin are both slated for a live-action recreation, also with the full set of characters like Scar and Jafar and all that. Now, Mulan's the only one that they've slated to be remade that doesn't have the full cast of characters. It has Mulan and the Emperor, and then original characters. And Mulan and the Emperor are the only two historical characters, so they're the only ones that they would be able to use without giving him a portion of the proceeds.
That feels so cool and petty at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, ah, oh, touche, history! But then it's like, come on, we like this... Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah, but would it be interesting to see a more historically accurate version?
I mean, yeah.
Like historical fiction, they could take some licenses. Come on, get Mushu. Well, then Mushu would be like,
no. I want to see the grandma,
too. Real dragon.
Yeah.
Can he stay forever? Hilarious.
Exactly like that. I like it.
We do have the tally now. Lee.
Yes, thank you. All right, so tally is Meg at 8, Black Klansman at 2, and Slenderman at 1. So the Meg! All right, so we'll do our what are also our top 5 movies. Oh, that's what we could have said, but that's fine. So Zias agrees, very petty, just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so the Meg, what do we think? What do you think? Comment down below if you're not watching this live. If you're live, let's see what you think. The Meg will make
how many screens?
Opening weekend. Yeah, sorry, hold on. That was 3,900.
Whoa.
This is also like, is this the first like shark movie this year, or when was 47 Meters? Was that this year?
Oh, that was last year, right?
2 years ago? Is this the only shark movie that
of the summer?
Of the year?
Well, they had
really?
The Shallows last year with Blake Lively.
But this year. On Sci-Fi, they've made another Sharknado.
Of course.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really count.
3,900 screens, or 3,900 plus.
3,900 plus.
Warner Brothers.
It's a Meg movie.
Which means that they're really, really pushing it.
It
oh
is.
Oh my. Right.
So it won't be on MoviePass.
Oh my damn.
Oh no.
You're missing out on that MoviePass cash.
I actually was able to see, I saw Sorry to Bother You with my MoviePass.
No, oh, nice.
Uh-huh.
No, that's it.
I know.
Damn, Navid. I'm sorry to fall for that, too. Well, the thing is, if you do the e-ticketing, you can see anything, pretty much.
Yeah, I know. I didn't
Which
have
is
to do the
Which is cool
e-ticket.
And annoying.
No, I heard that was a really good movie.
It just worked.
Yeah. That's cool. All right.
Oh, I gotta think of it.
John in the chat says 19.
Make up your mind.
Edgar says 15.
I got my number in.
So what did you
say? Zaya says 20.
Here, let me tell you.
Okay.
I'm not telling you.
Wellington says 18.
Here, real quick.
Okay. Ooh, that's not what I want to type. All I'm right, not going to go with what I thought to type like last time.
I got my number.
Okay.
Oh, am I going to say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Everyone got their numbers in?
Yeah. And Ian like Flynn.
All right.
No.
This might be a little like, oh, okay, 23 million.
23?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man, that's so high.
Sky Patterson says 35.5. Stardrew says 21.
Well, I hope it doesn't break 30 because I bet 30.
30. Oh. Okay. Amy?
19.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Ken Jack says 23. I said 27.5.
Whoa.
I love the decimal point there.
You know,
we should totally get Frank's number.
Yes, we will get Frank's number. And
as long as he's not watching right now.
Right.
Well, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning for him. He's probably watching.
Totally.
Because he's so dedicated. Mm-hmm. I know.
Hence, guys, he's not in our time zone.
Follow him on Instagram at Happy Go Jackie because he has the best food reviews wherever he is.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
I am living vicariously through those.
That did you see the lumberjack? That burger? It was like between pieces of toast, but there's 3 pieces. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You need an army to eat that burger.
Or just a very hungry Amy.
Or just a very hungry MTZ.
Running out of time. So let's get our top 5. So again, new movies coming out in theaters that could affect our top 5 is Dog Days, Black Klansman, The Meg, and Slenderman.
All right.
Let's kick things off. I'm going to put Meg at number 1.
All right.
Whoa,
I like it.
The confidence.
You know, I kind of was thinking
and
that
not
as
the
well.
Confidence.
I think Meg at 1.
Yes. Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's quite the Mission Impossible.
And then,
Mission Impossible, if it drops, let's say 50, you know, that's Meg would be our numbers that we wanted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because there's me just not doing math right there.
And then probably Mission Impossible.
Yes.
I think Black Klansman will show up at 3. I know it's on limited amount of screens, but I think there's a big push to see it.
Yeah,
there's a huge.
I think it's very charged. I think the audience who wants to see it will want to see it right away. So I'm going to put Klansman at 3.
There's like a good amount of buzz around that that movie.
Oh yeah, in the trailer, I'm like, yes, I'm sold. Like it looks so funny.
It looks great.
So like the images are like someone in a Ku Klux Klan outfit.
Uh huh.
I'm like, I just started to tell you things.
Well, no, that's fine.
I think she got it from Black Klansman.
Yeah, I'm so confused as to what it.
So the poster you would have seen is like he has a Klansman outfit and he's doing like Black Power.
Yeah, and it's spelled with black, but at the end
two K's, KKK.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I was like, I'm not going to tell you things.
So that's all right, three for you. What about four?
And then just knock him down from there. Christopher Robin and Spy.
So Slender Man and is not making it in your top five.
I don't think so. Well, Dog Tony? Days might. Dog Days what? Might.
I are
might
you thinking Slender Man's going to do okay-ish?
I don't know. Four I think people are more like excited about like a Meg.
Yeah. Let's see giant monster movie. Not,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, and then Black Klansman is, like, speaking to our particular,
yes,
you know, in society.
A so tight demo.
Like, yeah, so it's, yeah. like, everyone's, like, everything's, like, skewed in the sense, you know? Like, sure. all of the audiences are, like, really, you want a big shark, you go there. You want a actual horror movie, you go to Slender Man. You want, like, a yeah. social commentary on America, you go to Black Klansman.
Yeah.
You want dogs, I guess?
Yeah.
There's dogs, too.
Zias Bilou says, number one, The Meg, two, Mission Impossible, three, Black Klansman, four, Slender Man, five, Christopher Robin. Ken Jack says, Meg, number one, two, Mission Impossible, three, Slender Man, four, Christopher Robin, and then five, Spy Who Dumped Me.
You know, this could be a pretty eclectic weekend of the movies with what we have right now and exciting. What we're getting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with Meg, Mission Impossible, Black Klansman. You know, let's throw Slender Man in there. Slender Man, and then I don't think the Dog Days is going to do that great. And then question is, do Christopher Robin or Spy Who Dumped Me get better word of mouth that people go back or, you know, go check it out?
I don't know.
I say Christopher Robin.
I think Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
Would.
Okay. So I was about to be like, Wild Card. No, I'll do Wild Card. Wild Card will be Spy Who Dumped Me.
Okay. All of those four, but end it with Christopher Robin.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Will you guys be trying to watch any of these this weekend?
Depends on what MoviePass will let me see. Yeah,
I kind of want to see Black Klansman.
Yeah.
I want to see MoviePass like all the
might
things.
Allow it too because it has a low theater count.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that
cheaper. We're like
yeah. all right. I think that pretty much wraps us up. Any movie or trailer things or anything else special movie-wise we saw this week?
No.
Wait, can I?
Yes. Go ahead.
I was just wondering real quick, briefly, did you guys all go to AMC's to watch those movies that it didn't work with the MoviePass?
No. Negative.
No.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
I did.
I have...
like, what if AMC's making a push to shut it down?
I have three different theaters within, like, my area. All of them are like, nope.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Completely different companies, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not new release. Oh, actually, wait, that is a new thing. August 15th and 16th, Cowboy Bebop, the movie, is coming to theaters. Mm-hmm. I saw a special screening on Thursday. It's so I had never seen it in theaters. It's very fun and exciting. So if you've never seen Cowboy Bebop, the movie, and this is the original movie, I'm pretty sure it's been remastered, 15th and then 16th, one day is dubbed, one day is subbed. Go check local listings. And I think probably Fathom is hosting. I forget. Just check your theater. Also, this weekend, and then I'm seeing it tomorrow, there's a special Sailor Moon movie release that I'll be going to as well. So those are new ones, though. So if you're seeing any more eclectic film stuff, too, let us know about those. Because, you know, it's fun seeing other ones that, you know, it's one time on one day or something like that. But...
well, there's,
they're fun.
There's a movie that you can see multiple times because it is on Netflix, but it's called Like Father. I watched it. It's with Kristen Bell, Seth Rogen, Kelsey Grammer.
Oh.
It has an interesting kind of tone. So it's not like, it's not a comedy. I wouldn't say it's not a drama. It's not a dramedy. It's just kind of interesting. I suggest you guys watch it if you like any of those three people or if you like cruise ships.
Cool. Oh.
So, yeah, check it out.
I'm impartial to cruise ships. So
I like cruise ships.
That sort of steered me away from it a little bit, if I can be honest.
I don't know. After you've been on one and you're watching a movie, you're like,
that's not
you cannot do that on a cruise ship or something like that. But anyway.
International waters.
Oh, yeah, there's some fun stuff with that. So
okay.
Spent a lot of time navigating through Netflix while I was not using my movie pass.
Yes. Gross. Aren't we all?
Not salty at all.
No. Oh, well, Wellington says it's a dark comedy.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay.
So watch it.
All right, cool. Thank you. Thank you. Well,
you're welcome.
New Netflix movies kind of count, too. You
know, yeah. Like, yeah.
New movies. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for joining us in the chat. Please leave a comment down below on plenty of the other million things we talked about. And where can they find y'all?
Well, they can find me online everywhere where people are found at The Neil Plumley. That's THENEILPLUMLEY. Amy.
Thank you for that nice toss, Neil.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I am Amy Cassandra Martinez, and you can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra M2Z.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Oh, huh. Delayed. Oh, I was almost going to say it. I'm like, whoa.
But yes, feel free to follow me. I talk about cool stuff and take cool pictures of my cat, Spielberg.
Yes, you're a cute kitty. Tony?
Oh, thank you for the toss, Carrie. My name is Anthony Becerra. I wasn't sure if you were going to do it. My name is Anthony Becerra. You can find me everywhere at TonyB_Tony_. And if you are fond of Carrie and myself, not these two, just Carrie.
And horror movies.
And horror movies. You can join us every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on the Popcorn Talk Network on Horror Movie News.
Yes. And Frank, we mentioned, Neil said it. Happy Go Jackie. He'll be back.
Sometime soon.
We'll let you all know. It'll be a surprise. We'll be like, and he's back!
Yeah.
My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And after this, Amy and I are on Marvel TV weekly. Woo! So tune in for that. Again, thank you so much for watching. Joining us in the live chat and movie. No, our comment will be not really about movies, but how much y'all hate on MoviePass. Tell us your specific stories.
Tell us your horror stories.
Yes, tell us your horror stories. We told ours. Tell yours. Comment down below. We want to read them. And maybe if we really like them, we'll read them out loud next week.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thanks for watching. See you later.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.